AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Rally on Wall Street after yesterday's troubles. Within minutes of the open, the Dow was up more than 200 points this morning after a rough day on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. Trading stopped yesterday for over 3.5 hours because of what's being called a technical problem. Earlier, United Airlines had to ground domestic flights because of a router issue. The government calls it coincidental, not the work of bad guys. Former FBI cybersecurity expert Sean Henry agrees with that, but says we shouldn't breathe too easy.
There are terrorist groups. There are organized crime groups. There are hacktivist groups like Anonymous. Foreign nation states that are targeting our infrastructure. They're stealing data. They have the ability to disrupt and potentially to destroy.
He calls this a wake-up call for the government to do more to stop this kind of thing. Anytime now, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will do as she has promised and sign the bill that removes the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. Lawmakers in the House gave the bill final approval early this morning, and some were clearly struggling with their decision.
I do support removing this Confederate battle flag as much as I respect it. It's time for our state to use this opportunity to heal.
Republican State Representative Neil Collins. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the government will make federal marriage benefits available to same-sex couples following the Supreme Court decision last month that legalized same-sex marriage. Pope Francis is saying an open-air mass today in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. His motorcade route was lined by flag-waving Bolivians held back by a human chain of police. Overnight, several thousand people slept to get in the square to get a spot close to the front. This is AP Radio News. The mayor of troubled Baltimore has had it with the police commissioner. He's been fired. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Anthony Batts was in charge when Freddie Gray died 2.5 months ago in police custody, and murders have been on the rise recently in Baltimore.
His being here was a distraction.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake thanked Batts for his service.
We have made progress, and I don't want to lose any of that progress.
The mayor says there's been too much focus on who is in charge at the police department instead of fighting crime.
The people of Baltimore deserve better. The brave men and women of our department who put their lives on the line every day to make our city safer deserve better, and we're going to get better.
I'm Ed Donahue.
In Florida, a man on trial for assault shot himself in the head during a courthouse lunch break. Wiley Chambers' lawyer says Chambers was extremely upset about the possibility of going to prison. He was 57 years old, his body found next to his car. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.